This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. It's March, a month when madness ensues, at least on college basketball courts. Yesterday's action in the NCAA men's tournament saw last year's victor knocked out. It also had a surprise team from last year's Final Four picking up where it left off. That would be Virginia Commonwealth University, which continued its winning ways, beating higher-seeded Wichita State. NPR's Tom Goldman was at the game in Portland. We'll hear more from him in a moment. But first, we go to NPR's Mike Pesca. He's in Louisville, where Iowa State University defeated the University of Connecticut. The loss ends UConn's quest for back-to-back championships and could be the last game for its head coach.
For 40 minutes, Jim Calhoun worked the sidelines, pounding his feet in frustration, all but dragging center Andre Drummond out of the game by the scruff of his neck after a blown defensive assignment. He stared down players, pleaded with refs, gestured so emphatically that anyone in the student section could tell where Roscoe Smith was supposed to be on that last possession. But on this night, there was more. Than Calhoun's troops could overcome. UConn lost, but in a larger sense, this year, they were defeated. Calhoun missed games due to illness and due to suspension for his role in improper recruiting. Add to the 69-year-old's travails the fact that unless the NCAA changes its academic rules, UConn will not be eligible to play in next year's tournament. So after the game, the question was asked.
Jim, what'll be the process you're going to go through here to decide if you're going to come back and coach next year?
This is a real-time pause during which Calhoun simply glared.
We talk about tonight's game, we're not talking about me, so I mean, I don't think it has any relevance, to be honest with you.
Calhoun has said his retirement is not a given, but this year was so obviously frustrating, it might have been the final straw.
Tonight's game was a disappointment. This season was not a disappointment for me because I knew... quite frankly, that this team could be very good, and we just didn't reach the level. But I always felt badly that this team fought itself so much and probably could have achieved a little bit more.
UConn's three championship seasons were the only times Calhoun's year didn't end on a note of disappointment. That's the life of a big-time basketball coach, even one who's achieved extraordinary success, built a program, and pushed the limits for ill and good. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Louisville, Kentucky.
This is Tom Goldman in Portland, where last night VCU upset Wichita State 62-59. Or did they? It was a 12 seed beating a 5, but after it was over, vanquished Wichita State head coach Greg Marshall said about VCU's seeding, "Really?
44 teams in the country, I guess, are better than them. That's hard for me to imagine."
The words of a man who just lived through 40 minutes of Virginia Commonwealth's Havoc style of play, pressure defense that held Wichita State under 60 points for the first time this season. Still, the Shockers rallied from a 13-point second-half deficit. With a couple of minutes left in the game, there was a scintillating tit-for-tat sequence of long-range shots. First, VCU.
Three, Troy Daniel.
Then, Wichita State. And finally, the last three-pointer, the game-winner, was by VCU's Bradford Burgess. He was a key member of last year's memorable 11th-seeded team that rolled past Georgetown, Purdue, and Kansas on the way to the Final Four. VCU head coach Shaka Smart thinks too many dismissed last season as a one-off miracle, even though the Rams won 28 games this season and their year-end conference tournament. As always, Smart is making the most of being undervalued.
We kind of put a tape together of some of the pundits making their picks, and I would say probably 95% of the people had Wichita State winning this game.
He played it for his Rams and put a chip squarely on their shoulders.
And if you have something to prove, you're just going to play harder, you're going to be a little bit meaner, you're going to be a little tougher out there.
VCU's next opponent is Indiana tomorrow. Hoosiers, consider yourselves warned. The Rams have a 12th seed, a chip, and a belief that history definitely can repeat itself. Tom Goldman, NPR News.